Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, a weekly podcast that gives you an in-depth look at the South Alabama Jaguars. You can find a new podcast uploaded weekly online at usajaguars.com or take the podcast with you on your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Just search South Alabama Jaguars.
Good afternoon and welcome to Inside Jag Nation, the weekly podcast of the University of South Alabama Department of Athletics. We are visiting this week with Ashlyn Roberts, a rising sophomore, member of the Jaguar volleyball program. Ashlyn, appreciate taking the time and visiting with us for this week's edition.
Thanks for having me.
So, obviously, since we're in the office here together doing this in person, you're on campus this summer. Tell us about what your summer schedule's like, what you're doing in terms of just everything, working out, classes, anything resembling volleyball activities that you and your teammates can do on your own. What's your summer schedule like?
Summer schedule is definitely a grind. Most people would think that summertime is like where they get all their like leisure time in, like hanging out at the pool and stuff. But I'm waking up around 6 o'clock in the morning. We have workouts until around 7:38 sometimes, and then I have like an hour break 3 days a week until my 9:10 class starts, and that class is like 2 hours long. So then after that, I have a little, like an hour and a half break, and I head into extra workouts, which is like stretching and stuff. Some of my teammates do that. We have that for about an hour or so. And I have a little bit more time, but athletes, we have study hall hours that we have to get to, so I normally don't really have any extra time during that period because I have to go to study hall, do some homework and stuff. And then we have open gym. We have open gym from around 5 to 7 typically. So, and that pretty much rounds out my day. And then, of course, I got to eat and stuff. But it's pretty busy, but you got to love the struggle. So,
well, you're going to be busy during the regular semester, too, in the fall when you're in season. I guess a lot of the same things, probably just at different times. You find that in summer school, I mean, that the classes are longer because there's fewer weeks that you're getting all your hours in. Do you like that part of it, or do you prefer the regular semester schedule that might break it up a little more for you?
I probably have to say I kind of like the regular schedule better. Me personally, I don't really have that big of an attention span, so sitting there for that long is kind of tough, but our teacher gives us a little break in between the class, but I do like the shorter periods of time in class, but I work with it.
So you talked about open gym, and that's kind of an area where I think you guys can actually hit some volleyballs around, do some work. What is it that you're focusing on during this summer session, getting in order, improving as you head into preseason camp in August?
Definitely. Summertime is when the freshmen come in, and all four of our freshmen this year are attackers. We have two middles and two outsides coming in. So I'm a setter, so I've been really wanting to work on my connections with the freshmen. Building our relationship that way, like on the court and off the court. But just getting our tempo back. Like with setting, we always say if you don't use it, you lose it. Like that's one of the main positions where if you're not doing it 24/7, you're going to lose like your ability to like do it somewhat. But just know, getting all these reps in, just repping it out with the attackers, getting our mojo back, I guess. It's one of my main focuses.
Do you find that this summer that it's been easier for you to prepare and know what to work on than last year, now that you've had the experience of your freshman season at the collegiate level?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I remember last summer I was kind of new to it all, like, because during the summer we don't have our coaches here with us. It's a team-led open gym, so I remember being so nervous. But this year I have a focus, I know what I want to do, and I'm riding with it, so I definitely feel like I'm more prepared for it.
Now, you're from Sneeds, Florida. You went to Sneeds High School, and you actually graduated early and came for the spring semester in 2016 rather than just coming in the summer and fall camp. Talk about that decision and why you made it, and how much you think it may have helped you once you got here.
Well, Sneeds High School is a 1A high school, so it's a very small school. I was able to graduate early because I took I did all my credits for high school, and I also dual enrolled at the community college near my school, so I actually brought in college credits as well, so I was way ahead of the game, like most of my classmates from back home, so I was able to graduate early. I remember my mom and dad talking to me about it, like, they told Coach Amy, they were like, she has, her club season's not going to be very good, because 18's year typically for around my area is not very good. Like, everyone's already committed, or most everyone's dropped out because they don't want to continue pursuing their career. So my 18's year was not going to be very good, and Coach Amy was just like, she, bring her here, let her come in. So we talked about it, and we were financially able to, so we went ahead and went with it, and I can honestly say it was probably the best decision, like, that we've ever made. Like, it's been, I was ahead of the game of, like, I was young, but I was able to, like, you know, get the ropes, like, better and get more comfortable with my team, like, build relationships with them early on in the game, just so you know how college works and everything. So that was, I really, really liked how I did that.
Now, when it comes to some of those bigger high school events at the end of your senior year, when you talk about potentially going to a prom and an actual graduation ceremony, did you go back and do those things? Did you end up just skipping them? How did that work for you?
I did go back to, I went to my prom, because I did not go to my junior prom because I missed that for a volleyball tournament, and everyone was saying you have to go to at least one prom, so I made time to go back for my prom and my graduation. I was able to walk with all my classmates, so I was really glad I got to do that. Those are two big moments in life, I think, so I was happy I was able to do that.
Visiting on Inside Jag Nation this week with Ashlyn Roberts from the Jaguar volleyball team. Last year, as a freshman, you earned yourself immediate playing time, had 536 assists, 162 digs, 22 aces. I mean, certainly made an impact right away. And what we were just talking about, that decision to come in for the spring semester rather than wait to graduate and come in the summer, could you have accomplished those things on the court without coming in January, do you think?
That's kind of hard to say, you know, but I came in the spring determined. Like, I told my parents, I was like, I want to play. Like, that is my goal. I want to make an impact on this team. I've always been that type of person, like, trying out for all these club teams and, you know, team, like, special teams and stuff like that. I always want to earn my spot on the court because I do not like being off the court. So I feel like I maybe not so much been able to do it, but it definitely would have been in my mind. Like, that's what my goal would have potentially would have been.
Tell us, what were your thoughts in January when you showed up for the semester? Kind of what'd you expect from a volleyball perspective, and then after you had the semester and spring practice, did that change your expectations for what you could do last fall?
Yeah, it kind of did. I mean, I came in the spring. Like, I remember our last tournament that we played Tennessee and South Carolina and teams like that, and that really just, like, opened up my eyes. So I was, like, playing all these 1A high schools, like, coming in, playing them, and then hopping right in and playing Tennessee and South Carolina, and I was like, wow, like, I can hang with these guys. Like, it was really, really eye-opening for me, but it really kind of was not what I was expecting, but it really opened up my eyes and really loosened me up for the fall to help me play against all these other teams that we do.
As you look back at it now, what was the hardest thing, the biggest adjustment that you had to make going from playing high school volleyball and club to an extent, mm-hmm, versus what you saw at the collegiate level?
Oh, yeah. It was definitely way different. One of the biggest things was how big these girls are. 1A schools, we're all 5'3", 5'4", and these girls are huge. It's definitely harder for me in my position also because I'm having to set these girls, and I'm, like, in the middle especially, I'm setting, like, 5'5", 5'6", girls, but now I have 6'5", Morgan here with me, and so it is an adjustment, but, it's a big adjustment.
Now, you did play with some club and select teams throughout, you know, growing up and throughout your high school career. What did you find was the difference between who you were playing with and competing against for the club against what you were in high school?
Well, for me in club volleyball, that basically was my high school team. That's how it worked with us. So it was basically during high school season and club season, I was playing with all the same girls. But we did throw in a couple extra players, like from the Tallahassee area. But I think that's what made my club season so much fun, like playing with those girls. I knew their habits and everything. We might not have been as successful, but it was still fun just knowing all the girls.
So really was the bigger difference not who you played with, but who you played against?
Exactly, yes. That's exactly what it was.
Do you think without seeing the competition you saw at those club events in the spring that it would have been harder to make the adjustment to college volleyball? Did that help soften the blow of the difference in talent level that you've talked about and to physical ability, physical qualities, characteristics?
Well, I would say with my experience with playing with Team Florida, all of them are going to, you know, top 10, like, collegiate schools, like, a bunch of my teammates are going to play for University of Tampa, which won the national championship for the Division II level. But I think playing with them and playing in that high-performance tournament, that really opened my eyes to, like, what playing at the collegiate level would look like because they hit harder, like, they're smarter and everything. So I definitely think playing with those girls and in the Team Florida, that really helped me.
So you had a spring season this past semester that you knew what you were getting into this time because of early enrollment. And now as you look at it and what you guys went through and who the tournaments you played in, you know, what excites you most about this year's team that will get together for preseason camp in August?
I just know we've had a lot of changes just throughout the couple of semesters, and my team is – we are going, like, full speed ahead. Like, we aren't even worried about, like, all these changes that are getting thrown at us. Some good changes, some bad changes, but we've got a lot of new people on the team, new coaches. We've lost a couple players, but we all have one goal in sight, and there's, like, no doubt about that everyone wants it, like, we all want that ring in the end, and everyone knows it. We can feel it. We've all mentioned it a couple times that it's just a different feeling in the gym. It's just a good environment. Everyone loves each other. Like, we're all really connecting, but I'm just really excited to see how well we all groove together on the court and off the court. So I'm really excited about that.
And you talked about the team goal was Sun Belt Championship, get you an automatic berth in the NCAA tournament. What do you think that you guys need? What's the biggest improvement you can make that would go forth to accomplishing that goal?
Well, a lot of the time we talk about our goals and stuff. We really talk about that a lot. But in the past, we've all talked about, like, we want to play, like, with Coastal Carolina, and we want to play with Florida State and Alabama like we did in the spring. But now I think that if we can start saying we want to beat Coastal Carolina, we want to beat Florida State and all these teams like that, I think that that could be the best change that we can make. Once we put that in our minds, like, we don't want to just volley with them. Like, we know we can hang with them. The score can be tight the whole entire game. But we want it to be us in the end. We want us to be on top. I think if that's the change that we make, that could be pretty awesome for us.
Well, earlier this week, the team schedule was officially announced, and I don't know if you guys had inside information beforehand as you prepare for the fall, but as you look at it now and it's in front of everyone, any matches, tournaments that catch your attention, or are you more about this is business, got to go into a weekend and beat whoever's there?
Well, of course, we all want to beat the big, like the big schools. Like, we're going to down south. We're going to play Miami. That'll be a big game for us. That would be awesome to beat an ACC school. But I think we are all really, we just talk about everyone's got blank jerseys on. We're not really worried about who's on the other side of the net. We want to come in, take care of our business, come out on top. But, of course, it would be exciting to beat all those big name schools.
Now, visiting with Ashlyn Roberts from the South Volleyball program this week on Inside JAG Nation. Talked a little bit earlier about some of the time and events surrounding your career at Sneeds High School in Florida, outside of Tallahassee, up on the Georgia border, I believe, if I've looked at a map correctly. You had some interest in recruiting Florida State, which is close by, South Florida, another big-name program in the state. So ultimately, for you, what led to the, you know, who else recruited you? Who else offered you other than a couple of those names that are out there? And what led you to decide South was the best fit for you?
I had an offer from Florida State at Jacksonville. That's a state school in Jacksonville. I really loved the coach. He was awesome. But, you know, once I stepped on campus here at South, I remember when I came here to camp for the first time, they were going through their hitting lines, and I turned around and looked at my dad, and I was like, this is it. Like, I just got the best feeling. Like, it gave me goosebumps just watching them all, you know, just go crazy, like, smacking the crap out of the ball. Like, I just really, and then interacting with Coach Amy and Coach Faith whenever she was here, it literally just felt like home to me. Like, as soon as this was my first visit that I came on, and I went to 1,000 visits after, but all the time I knew that this was the school that I wanted to be at. It was just, it's not too far from home, it's not too close, but, you know, I just love everything about it, and I'm so happy I came here.
When during your high school career did you start to understand, I can play at the collegiate level? I think a scholarship to further my education's possibility.
Well, you know, I've always been around volleyball, like, my whole entire life, and my mom has been a coach since before I was born, so she has her connections, you know, with some big-time coaches, like, around the nation, actually, but I started sending out film to coaches whenever I was in middle school. That seems silly, but that's whenever I started. I knew I always wanted to play college volleyball, but I remember it was September 11th, I think, is the date that, or 12th, something like that, where colleges can actually start contacting you, like, of your junior year or whatever. And I woke up one morning, my mom woke me up. She was like, come in the kitchen. And she opened up the email that I got. I got emails from a couple colleges finally contacting me. And I just remember that feeling. I was like, oh my goodness, like, this is crazy that it's actually happening. But I would say it was probably my sophomore, junior year. That's whenever it opened up my eyes. Like, that'll be me, like, watching, like, on the TV. Like, I always watch college volleyball on TV, and I was like, that could be me one day.
You don't still have those emails in an old account, do you?
I definitely do, and I have a folder full of brochures to, like, camps and places that I was invited to by all these colleges. I still have that in my memory box, so.
Now, you brought it up, and actually it led to the question I wanted to ask, and that is, because not everyone experiences it, what's it like playing, not club, where it's voluntary and you're signing up, what's it like playing high school volleyball with your mom as your coach?
Oh, it is, it's interesting. It was very interesting. You know, people always think, like, people get special treatment if you're the coach's kid. That's how it is, like, small-town schools, they call it. It's, like, softball, I don't know, something with softball. But my mom, my sister, and me actually both played on the same high school team, and so mom would coach both of us, but she did not even care that she was our mom. She treated us just the same. She almost was probably harder on us than she was on the other kids. But, you know, I like it because my mom's, I trust everything that my mom says. She's an awesome volleyball coach. And I just love that I'm able to, that I was able to play underneath her. I was very comfortable around her, but I loved how she was not afraid to get on to me, tell me what I was doing wrong, you know. I really loved playing underneath her. I think it really helped shape me into the player that I am today. If I would have had anyone else being my coach, who knows what would have happened, but it was awesome having her as my coach.
So your start in the sport, and you said that it's like what you've done all along. You remember how old you were when you first really started playing and maybe going to camps? Or was it kind of like you hear about a lot of other coaches' kids that you would go to her team's practices and you were like the ball girl and you'd hit around when they were on water breaks? I mean, when did you start and was that how it was for you?
Yeah, my mom always told me, like, whenever me and my sister were probably 4 and 6 years old, her team would be playing, they would be at an away game, and me and my sister would be up against the wall trying to show off to everyone that we could pepper when we were 4 and 6 years old. We used to try to show off to everyone, but me and my sister, we both have always, you know, wanted to get in the drills and everything, always wanting to be, like, right beside mom and her practices and everything growing up. But I've always been around it, always knew I wanted to do it. So
with that interest and that kind of focus and you're playing school and club, did you ever have interest in any other sports, or was it kind of athletically all volleyball all the time?
Well, in middle school, I played everything. I ran track, I played softball, I played basketball, I played volleyball. Ever since elementary school, I knew I wanted to play volleyball. Like, it was no doubt in my mind any other sport would compare to it. It's just that love that I have for it. It's like, unconditional.
Visiting with Ashlyn Roberts on Inside Jag Nation this week, rising sophomore with the Jag Volleyball Program. We've talked about how you grew up and went to high school in Sneeds, Florida, and it's a 1A school, and that would obviously imply a small enrollment, small town area. How do you compare life in Sneeds to life in Mobile now, and was it a big adjustment for you, or was it just a seamless transition you didn't think about?
Well, in Sneeds, we don't even have a stoplight, so it was different. Mobile's pretty big compared to Sneeds. But I just think it wasn't really that hard for me, especially with all my teammates. They're all like sisters to me, you know. Being in a small town, it's like everyone's family. Whenever I came here, my coaches are like Coach Amy's like my second mom, literally. But all my teammates had just surrounded me, you know, with love, and we're all so close. It didn't even seem like I went away from home, really. It's just a home feeling here on campus. Like, all the athletes, we all know each other. So it was different, but I don't really think it was that hard of a transition for me coming from Sneeds.
Still majoring in exercise science?
Yes, I am.
And I know it's early because you're going into your sophomore year, but tell us kind of down the road, whenever the volleyball career ends, kind of field you want to get into and what you're going to do with that degree.
Well, I had a couple weeks off. I went and actually shadowed an orthopedic therapist and an athletic trainer, just because I know I want to be around, like, sports and, like, exercise and stuff like that, but I really don't know which route I want to take yet. But I shadowed those two occupations and still really haven't decided what route I want to do, so I'm just continuing to, you know, research and try to see what strikes my fancy, really, in this degree. So I am going to coach. I'm going to be coaching my whole life. I already know that. My mom told me that I'm going to be coaching until I'm old, but because it's, you know, my mom's done it, and I love it too, but that's not going to be my main job. I just haven't really decided what I want to do yet with the exercise science.
Now, you've you know, after growing up in the small town, now you've had a chance to experience life in a bigger city, and is it too early to know, well, I want to stay here, I want to go back home, I like that life, I want to go somewhere I've never been? I mean, ultimately, when you set up and find a job and start a family and all that, do you care where it is one of the places you've been preferable? You want to do something new?
You know, it all sounds good to me. I'm just kind of going with it, you know, I'm kind of just rolling with the punches, everything. I haven't really decided. I mean, Tallahassee sounds great. My sister's going to Florida State actually to play, so I could be there with her. You know, my family is going to be in Tallahassee soon too. But I don't really know yet. I mean, moving to a new place sounds awesome. I love Mobile. You know, I love Coach Amy. Maybe one day I'll be coaching with her. Who knows? But I'm just kind of rolling with it.
We're visiting this week on Inside Jag Nation with Ashlyn Roberts. And before we let you go, Ashlyn, I want to ask you some questions. And just the first thing that pops into your mind, for the most part, non-volleyball stuff. Just get our listeners a chance to know you off the court. You don't have a lot of free time. We established that right at the start of the interview. When you do, what's your favorite thing to do?
I definitely just like hanging out with my teammates. We all go to the pool, we'll go get something to eat, we'll just lay around, watch TV, you know, just resting our bodies, because with volleyball, we work so hard during the week. It's good to have that little bit of off time, just relaxing, so that's what I like to do.
What's your favorite sport outside of volleyball?
I would have to say I like basketball.
What's the best athletic event that you've ever attended as a fan?
Oh, as a fan. Let's see. I would have to say, been to a lot of them.
Something's got to stand out.
I know. Let's see. I remember, whenever I was little, I was at Colorado Springs at the Olympic Training Center, and I got to watch the USA team play. They were doing a little scrimmage. They were playing against each other. It wasn't a real official game, but I think that was awesome for me being able to see them play.
You've got one athletic event you've never been to that you want to go to. What tops your list?
It would have to be the NCAA Division I Championship. My mom went to it last year, and she said she was in the nosebleed sections, but it was still awesome. So I want to be able to go to that one day, maybe even play in it, but just want to be there.
If you get one place you're going on a dream vacation, where is it?
I would want to go probably to, like, Japan or something like that.
What's your favorite movie?
Moana, hands down.
Favorite book?
I like the whole Harry Potter series.
Favorite musical artist?
Oof. It's a tie between Lil Yachty and Ariana Grande.
And years from now, when a famous Hollywood producer tracks you down and says, go make movie of your life story, what actress plays the starring role of Ashlyn Roberts?
I would love for Blake Lively too. That would be awesome.
That's been Ashlyn Roberts with Jaguar Volleyball on this week's edition of Inside Jag Nation. Appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of the summer as you get ready for the upcoming season, and best of luck in the fall.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Inside Jag Nation is a production of South Alabama Athletics. Any rebroadcast or distribution of this podcast without the express written consent of South Alabama Athletics is strictly prohibited. Remember, you can find a new episode of Inside Jag Nation every week on USAJaguars.com or have them automatically uploaded to your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Keep up to date with the Jags by following us on Twitter with @USAJaguarSports and @JagNationUSA. Thanks for listening, and go Jags!